The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Sure is. Good afternoon and welcome back to the Steph and Tubbs Show, where we sit at T-1.
They call me Mr. Tubbs.
That's right. Steph and Tubbs back in the saddle tomorrow after 7 weeks on the shelf. Stefan will join us a little bit later in the show. All right, so I'm Randy Corporan from Saturday mornings, 9 to noon. Wake up with Randy Corporan, and I have really enjoyed these last few weeks with you in the afternoon. But it just doesn't matter when I'm on. Wake up means get your head and your body back into the game. Beat back the misinformation, the misdirection, the outright anti-Americanism of the media machine, the radicals in control of the Democrat Party, and everybody that lets them get away with it. You know we have our own monster warrior queen, Lauren Boebert. And in fact, she joined us last Friday for, what was it, like 40 minutes or so. It's just a great interview. She killed it. But truly, there is nobody better than our next guest, the notorious one, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Good afternoon, madam.
Hi, Randy. Thanks so much for having me on your show today.
It is so great to talk to you again. Where are we speaking to you from?
I'm actually at home in Georgia. Thank God. Not in the swamp.
Yeah, it's hot out there these days. So this time of year is the worst time in the world to be out there. I am so excited that you're coming to Colorado, and I have seen you when I've been in Washington, D.C. You would fly by at, you know, CPAC or someplace, but there were about 40,000 people around you, so I never tried to get close enough to have a conversation. But I am really, you're actually coming out for my birthday. You're going to be in El Paso County for their Lincoln Day dinner Friday, August 6th. My birthday is on the 7th, so I've asked, you know, Vicky Tompkins to make sure that it's a very special birthday celebration for me. And, of course, we'll have your keynote speech as well.
That is great. Well, I'm so excited. I'll be there for your birthday party one day early.
It's going to be.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Coming out Friday, August 6th, coming out for the Lincoln Day dinner, and I'm just tickled to be the keynote speaker. So I'm excited to meet great patriots. I love going all across the country, and my good colleague, Lauren Boebert, she's got some really great people, so I can't wait to come out to Colorado.
Yeah, very, very excited about it. And, you know, I'm the Republican National Committee man, so I am kind of in this middle position with one foot sort of in the swamp. We've got all of the longtime Republicans, the donors, the advisors, the longtime elected officials. And then we've got, you know, the up and comers who are willing to take a punch and throw a punch. And based on where we are in our country right now and what I've seen, you know, the successes of President Donald Trump sort of setting the standard for what it takes to win in 21st century politics, I am always so excited when I get a chance to talk to a fighter. And you have proven that. I mean, you were stripped of your committees because you refused to not speak your mind. And I'm grateful for that.
Well, thank you. And guess what? It gave me a lot of free time. And Republicans aren't getting anything accomplished on committees right now anyway. So it really was a great gift. And it hasn't held me back. I've spent a lot of time on the floor calling for recorded votes, forcing all 435 members of Congress to actually vote instead of passing these massive bills and ridiculous, crazy socialist or even communist spending bills, you know, by voice. That's what they do. They want to pass it by voice. So I think I've definitely put my time into Congress in a much better way, holding Congress accountable, and it's paying off.
There is no question about that. I had a breakfast this morning that included a couple of Colorado state elected officials, and we're in horrible minorities in Colorado right now with Democrat governor, both houses of our legislature in Democrat hands. And it is certainly an effective and necessary strategy to run interference, call for roll call votes, take up the time to debate. And it frustrates me that there are so many Republicans who don't realize the value of making sure that Democrats take every minute that's required in order to pass something if you're not in a position to effectively stop it. So thank you for that. It's boring. It's grueling. It sucks. And it's some of the best things you can do when you're in the minority.
Oh, yeah, it's worth it. I'm a business owner. That's what I've always done. I think it's completely worth it. Anytime you bring accountability to every single person, you know what, it doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat. Everyone should know how their representative votes. And that's why calling for recorded votes is the way to do it. You know, it slows down the process. It makes everyone think, do I really want to be on record voting for this? Because everyone will know I voted for it. So I think it's fantastic. It's the way to make Congress work for the people, and it's good customer service, and that's what this government is supposed to be. It's supposed to be for the people. So it's well worth the time, no matter how boring or how mad people get at you. You just sit in there, dig in, and do the right thing, and guess what? You come out a winner, and people will be happy with you.
Talking with Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, and whenever you hear a politician, especially a Republican politician, say, you know, I'm going to Washington, D.C. to make government work, to bring both sides together, to work across the aisle, run as far and as fast away from them as you can. Because right now, given the direction, the ideology, the policies of the Democrat Party, there should be no compromise. There should be no reaching across the aisle. This is fight, 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 fight to the death.
That's right. Oh, absolutely. No, there shouldn't be. Right now, the Democrats, everything they're trying to do is socialism, or it's disgusting, woke, evil, basically. They've destroyed gender. They don't believe in male and female anymore. They want to pass abortion up until day of birth, and they want you to pay for it. They don't want to say the name mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, son, daughter. As a matter of fact, that's against the rules in the 117th Congress. We're not supposed to say family names. And they want the Green New Deal. And that is the most dangerous thing they're doing. It is literally written in every single bill that they're passing. AOC is finally getting her wish, and she's celebrating every single day. That's why you see her skipping all around and happy as can be with President Joe Biden, because he is doing her bidding, and Nancy Pelosi doesn't do anything to stop her. So with this type of agenda coming from the Democrats, there is no bipartisanship. You can't work across the aisle with socialism. It just doesn't work. And so the Republicans in Congress, there should only be one thing that we should all be doing, and we should all be doing it together, is we should be voting no against every single thing they come up with. And it's a no-brainer. This is what we should be doing for the next 2 years until we can do everything we can to take back the majority.
I've taken criticism here in Colorado in my role as national committee man, and that puts me on the executive committee of the state party as well, for talking about the value of primaries and, you know, empowering the voice of the grassroots and steel sharpening steel as campaigns and candidates fight each other through a primary. And I understand that it's my job. I have to stay neutral in those primaries, which means I would never pick a victor or talk about or promote, you know, my favorite candidate in a primary. But I refuse to stop talking about it or promoting organizations that are looking to have robust primaries, because that's the only way the grassroots has to really resend their message to the Republican Party.
That's right. No, that's absolutely right. And that's how I got elected. Same as Lauren Boebert. That's how she got elected. We were not the establishment picks. That's not the type of candidates, you know, either one of us are. I'm a small business owner, own a commercial construction company. We do work in about 11 different states. I also owned a CrossFit gym. It's one of the premier gyms in the Southeast that trains CrossFit Games athletes. And that's been my background, but I'm also a very proud mom of three kids who are now all grown up. And you know, Lauren, same similar background. Her kids are younger than mine, and they're adorable, her four boys. But here's the thing. We both had to fight our way in. We weren't picked by the NRCC. We weren't groomed by Kevin McCarthy. We weren't, supported by the women's PACs that pick the perfect Republican women. You know, and I'm not a sorority girl. That's not who I've ever been. I've always been hardworking, and I'm a Christian, and I'm dedicated to my beliefs. And I'm also very proud to be an American because it's allowed me to have the life that I've lived. And the whole reason why I ran for Congress is because I really got sick and tired and fed up. I know what the Democrats are doing. I know who they are. They're the complete enemy of our country. They're the Hate America Party that is doing everything they can to put our Constitution through a shredder, and it disgusts me. But what infuriated me even more was the Republicans, who just set back and was allowing it to happen, and they didn't support President Trump, especially the first 2 years. And then for the media to slander Republican voters and Trump supporters and call us Nazis and fascists every single day simply because we love our president and we want America first and we want to defend our freedoms, you see, we're the type of people we have to fight our way in through primaries. But I think it's really important, and here's what I've been saying. I'm getting calls from all over the country from candidates, America First candidates, and grassroots candidates that are asking me to endorse them. But I'm saying no right now, and I tell you why I'm saying no, and this is so important, Randy, and you'll understand it. We don't want to be the kingmakers. We want the people to be the kingmakers. We want to allow these candidates to have a platform and help them get their voices out there, as every candidate should. But I don't want to get in the place of picking a candidate for the people. That's not right for me to do. So I've been saying no because I believe in handing the power back to the people. And I want the people to pick their candidate, and I want them to fight for them and get this person elected, whoever they choose, get them elected. And then when they get to Congress, you send them straight to me because I'm going to show them the ropes and I'm going to bring them in with open arms. If they're America First, I want to help them succeed. And we need an army of America First members in Congress.
100% talking with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, who will be in Colorado August 6th at the El Paso County GOP Lincoln Day dinner. That is going to be a hoot. And it does seem like the establishment it's okay for the establishment to pick the winners and the losers. You know, they'll throw money against a grassroots favorite in order to keep an establishment candidate in. But, you know, if we start speaking up or talk about at least the value of letting the actual citizens who fund and hopefully vote for the Republican Party, then you're stepping outside of your lane. And I just won't tolerate it. They can throw me out if they want, but I'm not going to shut up until that day comes.
Right. Well, that's the right thing to do. And then after the primary, what we all have to do is rally around who our Republican nominee is, and then get them elected, right? That's what we do. We get them elected, we defeat the Democrats, and then we have a job to do in Congress in 22. We need to do the job and not just talk about it. And that's where I get frustrated. I want to see Republicans in Congress. I want to see all of us working together as a team. And I want the American people to see us actually delivering on the promises we make and not just making great campaign ads or good slingers on Fox News or Newsmax or whatever. We need to be actually doing the work. And that's why I'm there. And you know, it's easy to be a bomb thrower when we're in the minority, but we'll see who's who when we do take back the majority. And so you'll see me continuing down the same path.
Without a doubt. I know you've got family plans tonight, so if you need to go, let me know. Otherwise, I've got maybe two or three more minutes worth of questions for you.
For sure.
Okay.
I've got 4 minutes.
I saw, and you retweeted, Thomas Massie introduced a bill at the end of last month preventing federal funds from being used to require a member of the armed forces from taking the COVID-19 vaccine. And that was after the CDC, you know, issued warnings about the heart inflammation. And we keep hearing the stories, small number indeed, but serious problems that people are having after after taking the vaccine, including kids, 12-year-old, 13-year-old girls and all that. Is there any chance that that bill makes any headway, or are Democrats totally behind the new plan to go door to door to encourage, through government conversation, the vaccination of the population?
Well, I would like to see that bill pass. You know, you'll see us continuing to try to get it there. This new plan that they announced just came out. I believe it was yesterday. And as you know, we're not in session. We're all back home in our districts, or at least that's where we should be. There's some of them that just stay in the swamp and never go home. But the rest of us are at home in our districts doing district work and you know, being with our families and doing our job at home. What it'll be interesting to see, there's been a huge public outcry against this, and rightfully so. It is absolutely outrageous to think that the government is going to send some kind of, you know, I call them medical brown shirts, but they always get so triggered when I say things like that. There, it's okay for them to call us Nazis and fascists for 4 years straight, but if you turn it back around on them, they lose their minds. But really, it's the actual, it's mind-boggling to think that they would actually want to send federal representatives to your door and tell you you have to take a vaccine that has not been FDA approved, that has many reports of serious side effects, all the way from mild side effects to very concerning side effects in young people, like this heart condition where there's a lot of swelling, to death. There have been thousands of deaths reported with the COVID vaccine. It is not FDA approved. The government has no business showing up at your door. Everyone has their HIPAA rights. Your HIPAA rights mean that no one can demand to know, and you do not have to tell them your medical records, your shot records. You don't have to tell someone if you've taken the vaccine or not. And it's completely your own privacy and your decision to take the vaccine, whether you want it or not. And then the other thing is for the Democrats to say that, hey, listen, people don't know where to get a shot, or it's not widely available. That is another gigantic lie. They have been forcing these vaccines everywhere. They're giving away free donuts. They're giving away cash. They're doing lotteries. They're practically on every street corner. No one can drive down the road in your town or city without seeing a place to get the vaccine. They're widely available. So that's another lie. But the government should not be sending anybody door to door. And I think any Republican governor should tell them to stay the hell out of your state. Stay off of our lawn. Don't come near my door trying to tell me or my family to get a vaccine, because it's our right to choose to get one or not, and stay out of it. This is a virus that, yes, it has killed, you know, I think we're over 600,000 Americans, but there's also millions and millions, and they don't even want to talk about it. I think we're around 40 million people that have had COVID-19 and survived it. This is a highly survivable virus, even though it's deadly for some, but their biggest risk factor is obesity. Sadly, obesity is the biggest risk factor, but they don't ever want to talk about that, and they don't want to solve the real problem. They just want to make sure that you get jabbed in the arm with their non-FDA approved vaccine.
Yeah, and 70% of the deaths, you know, age 65 or 70 and up, I mean, it's I don't want you to comment on this because we are out of time. But my other big concern is, how in the world do they know what doors to go to? That means there is a database, that there is a list. One thing I would like you to comment on, though, is did you hear this open mic moment between Joe Biden and Speaker Pelosi?
And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
Am I off? No, we don't want him to talk.
Have you heard that?
No, I didn't. Yep. I am not surprised.
It's a video. It's real. It's real. There's nobody put it together. That's There's
terrifying.
A video of it. Yeah. It's
No one ever asked. Trump never asked anybody if they wanted him to talk. He was the leader of our country. Yeah. What a disgrace.
It's horrid. Well, thank you so very much for the generosity of your time and squeezing us in here on my last day filling in, because I definitely wanted to let everybody know you'd be in Colorado on August 6th at the El Paso GOP Lincoln Day dinner. Look forward to spending some time with you there, and we'll try and get you back anytime your schedule allows. Just terrific.
Thanks so much, Randy. I look forward to seeing you on August 6th, and I hope everybody can come out and make it.
Take good care.
Okay, thanks. You too.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Representative Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. We've got Jenny Beth Martin on the other side. Some resources for you on critical race theory and school board races. So let's get to our break right now. We'll check in with Richard Robertson, 710 KNUS News. I really didn't do a very good Poitier imitation on the end there, did I?
They call me Mr. Tubbs.
Tubbs. Well... Program manager, program director Kelly Michaels walked in. He said, no, it was pretty good. So that's good enough for me. I love everybody around here. Well, almost everybody. It's 3:28, Randy Corcoran. What a great interview. And I'm not talking about my interview skills. Just listening to Marjorie Taylor Greene. That is an America First Republican in action. Those are the people I can get excited about. And I lied to you. I didn't do the time change in my head. So Jenny Beth Martin will be joining us in the next hour with some great resources for you on critical race theory and school board races, or what to do if you attend a school board meeting, and a few other things. But so right now it's just you and me, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. I'm sure that you are aware we talked about a big announcement from Donald Trump yesterday that was coming out today, and I think I may have even said this. I was speculating that there was a rollout of some new social media platform. But in case you've been working or actually just living your life and not hanging on every conservative or political bit of news out there, let me share this with you real quick.
Today, in conjunction with the America First Policy Institute, I'm filing as the lead class representative a major class action lawsuit against the big tech giants, including Facebook, Google, and Twitter, as well as their CEOs, Mark Zuckerberg, Sundar Pichai, and Jack Dorsey. Three real nice guys.
Three real nice guys.
We're asking the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida to order an immediate halt to social media companies' illegal, shameful censorship of the American people, and that's exactly what they are doing. We're demanding an end to the shadow banning, a stop to the silencing, and a stop to the blacklisting, banishing, and canceling that you know so well.
He did a classic Trump press conference, too, when he made that announcement. I watched it this morning after this great breakfast I was at. And it just classic Trump. I mean, he had all of the important notes: the destruction on our border, the rising prices, the inflation that's out of control. But most importantly, he talked quite a bit about the outrageous attack on free speech. And he answered questions. There were some smart questions. You could tell the plants. You could tell the lefties who were there and had their, because they're not even asking a normal question. You know, they were reading from their telephone this question to the president, and you, and they brought it back to January 6th and all the garbage. And, but he had good lawyers up there that talked a little bit about this lawsuit. The question always is Twitter, Google, Facebook. Those are private companies. The First Amendment right against infringing on your ability to speak freely is a limit on government power. So how do you tie the two together? And I thought that one of the lawyers did a really great job of explaining that. These facilities, these social media platforms act as the public square now. They are the 21st century public square. It'd be like, and I got to do this. It'd be like going to Hyde Park in London when I lived there for 3 months. I lived right across the street from Hyde Park. So I would run there every day, sometimes see Prince Harry and Diane driving in and out, and go into the, there's a museum portion of the castle over there that they live in, and but Speaker's Corner, really cool, where people show up to be heard. And so it'd be like in America with a free speech right, outlawing your right to stand on a street corner and speak your mind. So that's part of it. Plus, they've been given this complete pass by Congress. And one of the arguments is that Congress cannot provide permission for a business to do that which Congress cannot do. And so anyway, there'll be a lot more opportunity to flesh out the details, but very, very exciting. Trump has put together a great team of lawyers suing Facebook, Twitter, Google, and that, of course, includes Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey. Very, very exciting. Now, I know this went very, very fast when we were talking with Marjorie Taylor Greene just a few moments ago, and I think we'll replay that interview in the 5 o'clock hour for people who are still at work and, you know, join the show later on. Heck, I might even replay it again on Saturday because she's just that good. Plus, she will be in Colorado on August 6th for a Lincoln Day dinner down there in El Paso County. And I want everybody who wants to be a part of that to know about it and be able to grab a ticket and go. But I played this right at the end of the interview. This is an open mic moment. And thanks to my buddy John Bandemir for sending this to me a couple days ago and finally got around to making use of it. But this is really significant.
And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
Am I off? No, we don't want him to talk.
Love it. This is a Zoom meeting, a public meeting. And so Biden made his statement. I don't remember. It's a very short clip, and I didn't go back to dig the context out. But you can watch it in real time happen. But Nance, I'm happy to take my befuddled self is happy to take questions now, Nance, old buddy, old friend. I'm here, and I'm ready. And Nancy Pelosi, am I off? No, we don't want to hear from him. Listen to this again.
And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
Nance?
Am I off? No, we don't want him to talk.
What kind of embarrassment is that? And I was so glad to play that for Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene because she hadn't heard it before. And wow, what does that say about the so-called commander-in-chief, the so-called leader of the free world? Nance, I'm ready, honey, buddy. You know, just email the questions to my team and they'll stick the answers into the teleprompter and I'll read them the very best I can. I promise I really, really will. All right, we've got a busy show ahead for you. So I want to take advantage of this opening on the clock to do what I love to do. Making it as sometimes I forget still, but trying to make it a habit on Wake Up with Randy Corporan 9 to noon on Saturdays, and did it quite a bit here during my opportunity to sit in for Stefan while we got him back and ready to go. And that is this. And it's so essential. This is not a gimmick. This is not a shtick. This is not something that I think is cute or everybody likes it or whatever. To me, this is the essence of everything that the left is trying to cancel, that the left is trying to shut down. And so if you will just take a moment, and if you're driving, be careful. Remove your hat if you're wearing one. Find your heart if you still have one. Imagine a flowing, blowing flag somewhere and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Pause. Mystery game. I'm not going to tell you who is singing. So 303-696-1971, 696-1971, if you know who this amazing singer is.
Stars through the perilous night, o'er the ramparts we
So clean, so pure, so good. Phone lines are lit. People want to guess. Maybe they already know who that singer is, so I'm not going to tell you just yet. We'll get a chance to at least line up the phone lines and give everybody a... I don't know how we'll do this. I'll figure it out on the break. Maybe the thing to do is to... Here's what I want to do. I've been dying to tell you this story real quick, and then we'll take our news break. I settled a case where I had sued a former client for money that wasn't paid over the course of years and years and years. And so statute of limitations was about out, and we thought, nah, this is too much to just let go. And I went ahead and sued the person. And the person's step-parent was on the fee agreement. So you sue both people, of course. And the only person we were able to serve was the step-parent, who then had a lawyer get in touch with us. And turns out that the step-parent and the client were estranged and no contact, apparently, according to them. And, gosh, you know, we paid some of the early money, and we don't want to pay this whole thing. Massive bill. I mean, let me put it this way. The interest on this bill was 10 grand. So I felt sorry for the guy. I mean, it's, you know, I have a stepkid or two, and I would sign for them in a flat cat second. And then to have years later that come back to bite you and you're not even in relationship, that hurts. So I made a deal that just made us whole for our cost of collection and our the actual underlying work that was done and never paid for to let him out of the lawsuit. The check came today, and it came with a cute little note. As agreed between Randy Corcoran and my attorney, blank, this blank significant blank payment releases me from Corcoran's blank blank matter, signed blankety blank. Also, Trump lost the election. I just about fell out of my chair. First, I thought, why'd they make this guy a deal? But really, it's just hilarious. And then I look at the check, and it's filled out properly. My name, the significant payment, the signature down there in the memo, it says blank and blank matter. And then between the memo, blank, blank matter, and the signature, blank, 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 he also wrote in, Trump lost. So... somebody's listening, I guess, or a little bit sore about the fact that we are not letting go of this stolen election. All right, we do need to take our break. Phone lines are full. 19 minutes to go until 4 o'clock. Richard Robertson standing by. 710 KNUS News.
They call me Mr. Tubbs.
Mr. Tubbs, back tomorrow. Back in the saddle again. In the meantime, I'm Randy Corcoran. So glad to have you along. Stefan will join us in the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll see what he's been up to, as if we don't already know. But just be so good to hear his voice and have him back on the show tomorrow. Phone lines are full, so we're going to jump to him. Let me just play a couple of seconds again of this song. All right, and text messages have been pouring in as well. I will just tell all the texters without identifying their guesses that they are wrong so far. A couple of texters said the same thing, wrong. Let's go to the phones. In order of calls, we'll start with Eric in Denver. Welcome to the Stefan Tubbs Show. What's your guess?
Hey, good afternoon. I'm thinking it's Tammy Wynette.
It is not Tammy Wynette, but good guess. And thank you very much for waiting and weighing in. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
All right. Eric's line is full. 303-696-1971. Who is the singer?
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Yep. I lost my button, so run that through so we can pick it up again. Thank you very much. Let's go to Carolyn with a guess on the singer. Carolyn, welcome to the Tubbs Show.
Thank you. Is it Ethel Merman?
It is not Ethel Merman. Great guesses, though.
That's
Great sing, great
you.
Singer too, huh? Thank you.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Carolyn's line is open, 303-696-1971. If you have a guess. All right, I'm just going to save you trouble since the lines are heating up. Texters, three texters now have guessed Judy Garland. No, it is not Judy Garland. Let's see what Brenda in Denver has to say. Brenda, welcome to the Tubbs Show.
I had something else to ask you, but first I'm going to just guess Dolly Parton.
Oh, another great guess, but nope. Bonk. We should get a buzzer. Bonk. No.
I know.
No on Dolly Parton.
One thing I was going to ask you. You know how those Utah people, they just kind of all stood and they sang the national anthem? Well, that brought me to tears and got me an idea in my little peanut of a head and said, why can't we do something like that to hear? Like, you know, certain groups. I mean, I could organize a whole bunch of people and tell them, just meet at this time and we all start singing. I think that's what we should do around Denver. Around Colorado to show our patriotism.
Yeah,
because
or,
I'm
you know,
tired,
maybe.
I'm tired of all of this.
I wonder how they're going to play it at the All-Star game at Coors Field next Tuesday.
Well, you know, you're going to have people turning their back and all that kind of garbage.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I think that more people like us should take a stand. And so we can show that there's more of us out there. And we got to come out of the closet and stop being afraid to say, I love this country, and but for the grace of God, I was born here. You know what I mean? I think that we need to do this, a stupid critical race theory, and I've had it shoving down my throat at work, and now the teachers union.
Brenda, get your friends together and show up and start doing it. I love that spontaneous one at Walmart we played yesterday. And,
yeah,
and you
we
know,
got to do it.
Absolutely.
And more people out there that hear my voice, get your friends together. Find a place and do it.
Yeah, and take your phone, make a recording, put it up on social media, send it by email to
That's
your email list, and let's just show everybody we are not letting go of this country, not on your life. Thank you, Brenda.
No.
God bless.
God bless you, too.
All right, bye-bye. Let's see. I think Steve is next with the guess. Who is the singer? Steve, what's your guess?
Kate Smith.
Kate Smith. Bonk.
Kate.
Yeah, Kate Smith. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, bonk. We need a bonger. We need a buzzer.
Okay,
another great guess, though. What a great pure version of the song, huh?
That was the most famous version of the song from, I think, way back in the 50s.
Kate Smith's, yeah. Well,
yeah,
God Bless America was her claim
to
fame.
Oh, that was
fame.
Her thing. It was God Bless America. You're right.
That's what the left canceled her over.
That's true.
Yeah.
Remember,
they used to, for like 9 years, they played it in the seventh inning stretch at Yankee Stadium. And the left couldn't deal with it because she had some songs that were offensive to our poor, offended idiots on the left. So, yeah, good guess, though, Steve. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Bye.
I will say one correct answer has rolled in on the text to studio, but I'm not going to say it until we get to a real live winning guess here. Wish I had something to give you.
We're so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red flag.
Lost.
The bombs bursting in.
All right, let's see who's next. Beth has a guess. Who's the singer?
It's Betsy.
Betsy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, okay. Got it. My mistake.
I was like, know if you mean to call on somebody named Beth, but it's Betsy here. So.
I don't know a singer named Betsy, so you got me all confused. All right. Who do you think
it
is, Betsy?
I'm sorry. So I have two things for you, actually.
All right.
I'm the one that called you with the I Don't Want It song for your Saturday morning show, the Polis song. But so my guess for this singer is Doris Day.
It is not Doris Day, but these are such great guesses. Everyone that people have picked just have that pure, crisp, clear voice, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I do have a song for you the next time you want to talk with somebody about critical race theory.
All right.
Do you remember the movie and the play, Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific?
I do.
Okay, there's a song in there, You've Got to Be Taught.
You've got to be taught
to hate and fear. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you're 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught.
That is awesome, Betsy. I'll ask Matt will grab that for us. I don't even have to ask him.
Yeah.
We'll just grab it. We will play it before this show is over. Great guesses.
I thought you might want to use it like tomorrow when you talk to Marjorie.
Well,
Green, right?
I'll have her back. Well, no, I'm done with her. I talked to her at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm going to replay it at 5, and Stefan's back tomorrow, so I won't be doing the afternoons. But Saturday, you never know. Thank you so much.
All right, great. I'll be listening. Thank you.
Excellent,
take care.
Excellent. And I just want to send a very loving shout out to my wife. Regular listeners to my Saturday show and people who've been tuning in know that she went through a awful surgery, and it was gums and oral and stitches and cuts and skin grafts. It was the worst, most painful, nasty thing. She got her stitches and the plate out and everything today, so she is healing ahead of schedule. She sent me a picture of her actually having a hamburger for the first time, you know, after days of mush and shakes and applesauce and garbage. So, honey, congratulations. Love you very, very much. And she asked, is it Pelosi singing? No, not Nancy Pelosi. Let's see who's next. Jackson in Denver. Let's play it again.
O'er the ramparts we watched.
Jackson, what's your guess?
I think it's Anita Bryant.
Oh, great guess, but wrong.
Oh.
But what pure vocals, huh? What a great voice. Lady Gaga. Oh, I shouldn't be giving away these ones who are texting in, but okay. Nope. One winner on the Text to Studio app and more callers waiting to guess. Jackson, good shot. You going to keep listening and find out who?
I will.
All right. Thank you for calling. Really appreciate it. Jackson's line is open, 303-696-1971. We've got time for a quick guess only, Carolyn. Who do you think it is?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say Shirley Temple.
It is not Shirley Temple, but man, oh man, do I love these guesses. All right, I got the music in the background. Thanks for listening. We'll continue to play Who is the Mystery Singer? 303-696-1971. And super investigative journalist Natalie Winters joins us next here on the Stephen Tubbs Show, 710 KNUS.